Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Welcome back to our next session for learners in years 1, 2, and 3 classes for this week's homeschool learning. Again, to our good parents and guidance, please sit with your child and listen very carefully during this 30 minutes program. Stop with the Mumila program today, as some teachers from various schools in Honiara who are supporting our learners during this state of emergency period, namely
June Ruma,
Noelin Otari, Deidre Gwali,
Abigail Marita,
and myself, Pauline Fakaya. Okay, children, before we start our lesson for today, which is in health studies, I want us to go back to our last week's lesson in English, sequence of events. What is sequence of events? Me telling me that sequence of events have events of a story happening in order from first to last. As me tell him that whatever you read him inside the book him always follow order. Osem na example me give him last week ya, cooking pot of rice. Time imi cooking na pot of rice ya, you me follow na order or process. So time you look lo mommy blue you or even you silver you cooking rice ya, before you put him rice on top of fire, you may use him na okay ta time or the words ya, time you may talk about na process ya. What na face something you may dream with him rice ya before you put him on top of fire. So okay ta time or the words way me read him last week lo example ya na first, next, then, and finally. So me like it for imi look go back lo cook him na rice lo pote as an example. By me use him no time or the words here. First, put the rice inside the pot. Next, wash the rice. Then, measure the water. And finally, put the pot of rice on the fire. So the process of what imi do him, go kasem lo last part, lo anything imi do him, yeah, him not to call him lo sequence of events, yeah. So by you say, when a sequence of events is important for you learning? Sequence of events is very important for you learners and even me selever too for you learning. For you sabe understand him na whatever you may read him, lo any story inside lo book, you may sabe na what na him happenings inside lo story or events. And I'm helping you too okay, the students or even not the learners. Time you may do own writing blue, you may write him or the small stories or anything. You miss how for organize him, not the information where you will take him out from stories or even out own ideas blow you me inside your own writing blow you me. So him know why sequence of events are very important for you me must learn him. So now, I will hand over to the teachers to start our health lesson for today.
For our health lesson today, our theme is on personal hygiene practices. And our lesson topic is on hand washing. Personal hygiene practices. Personal hem meaning each one or an individual or one. Hygiene hem refer lokata practices where you may do him for you may make sure that you may selva you may clean okata things you may use him hem clean Homes Blayumihem Clean, School, Community, and other people. And if Imi ensure that Imi clean, hem minim by Imi no save siki, and by Imi stop healthy all the way. Cleanliness time Imi look after Imi seleva, hem minim how Imi care for ears blayumi, or hair blayumi, how na Imi keep him hair. Imi save wash him hair too, time Imi swim, or Imi save comb him too, and also lo hands blayumi too. Time hands blayumi dirty, Imi must wash him. And for teeth blayumi, you practice him too, for washing teeth blayu, Imi must brush him teeth blayumi all the way, make him hemi healthy. And time you smile, you look nice. Time me look after and care for ogata belongings blow you me. Belongings blow you me hem including or things the same school bag. What a bag blame me where imi kakarem golo school. He must clean too. Imi must look after him. Make him hemi clean. What a shoes blow you me. Clothes blow you me or same towel. Imi must wash him clean. And put him out lo sun time me use him after you me use him. And our uniforms too. What the uniforms blow me save dirty hem good you must got him two for a pair, make him one for hem dirty, you wash him and you save use him another one. So that you must look clean always inside lo uniform blow you time you go to school. And also looking after and caring for our homes. Imi must look after them other homes blow you me, make them other clean. Imi not throwing rubbish all about. Imi must learn for throwing rubbish look proper place. Washing plates blow you me after you me kakai. And also help for sweep inside. Lo houses blow you me, make them other clean. Now by Imi start. And by me like him you for listening carefully, lo words lo song whereby me fella sing him.
Wash your hands after going to the toilet, going to the toilet, going to the toilet. Wash your hands after going to the toilet. To get rid of germs. Wash your hands before you eat, before you eat, before you eat. Wash your hands before you eat, to avoid eating germs. Wash your hands with soap and water, soap and water, soap and water. Wash your hands with soap and water to avoid coronavirus.
Now the words of the song tells us that we must wash our hands with soap and water. So, did you wash your hands before you eat your food? Children, if yes, very good. Because you have eaten your food with clean hands. But if no, you might be eating dirt with your food. We do a lot of things with our hands and are always dirty. This dirt might include germs. Now, we don't go to school now because we have cases of coronavirus all around us in other parts of the world. And if him happen, him kasem you me, and you kakai, you know what him hand blow you? But you say kakai too, Jamie, with him kakai blow you. So very important, you must wash him hands blow you all the way with him soap and water. And so, our lesson today will be on one of these very important personal hygiene practices, and that is hand washing. Our activities today will be based on a text that I will read to you. The text is about washing hands. The little boy in the text is John. Now listen carefully while I read. Washing hands. One day, John played all day outside. His mother called him in for dinner. His hands were covered with dirt. "Did you wash your hands?" asked his mother. What do you think John did? First, he wet his hands with water. Next, he rubbed his hands with soap. Then he rinsed his hand with water. Finally, he dried his hands with a clean towel. Now, John's hands are clean and he is ready to eat his food. I will ask you some questions and our teachers here will guide you through with some of the answers to the question. Question 1. Why is it important to wash your hands?
Now, learners, you might get them on answers below you for question where you may just read them go this time. Now, by me sharing some fellow points where he may talk about him now, why he may important for you may must wash him hands below you may. 1. To keep your hands clean. 2. To get rid of germs. 3. A very good practice and should be practiced so that it develops within you and be part of your daily living. Now, by me talk more, look at the points where me just read him go. For you me wash him hands below you me like him for clean, yeah? That is why you me must wash him hands below you me. Him now, point number 1, him try for tell him you me. Point number 2, to get rid of germs, for him out of germs from hands blue you me. You might get him one for a question. What na germs? Hand blue me clean no more. No matter me touch him or dirty something or same hand blue me him clean. But no more. By imi no look him James lo on eyes blue imi. James him very small something ya, so by imi no sa look him. So every time you touch him anything or you do him anything, you must wash him hands blue you now. Because him very important for health blue imi. So that by imi no sa got him sick. Time you no wash him hands blue you, and hands blue him dirty. You touch him mouth blow you, or you hold him kakai blow you. But by Jamie go inside your mouth blow you, go down inside your belly blow you, or body blow you, then by you got him sick, yeah? Sicky awesome. Belly sore, or you vomit, or you diarrhea. And even around your hands blow you, by you looking at a small sores, or the rashes, or get a scabies. So get a sicky, yeah, not by him kasim. You me or by him kasim you. So him good for you me must wash him hands blue you me. Whatever you me touch him or you me do him, you me must wash him with the hands blue you me. Okay, another thing. Time got a sikia him kasim you. But you no sabe go school na ya. But you no sabe play with him with the friends blue you na ya. Because you sicky. But you stop quite low house no. And now you listen out come ya. You stay low school, yeah? You go low school. You mean no school this time, yeah? Because one fella sicky, na him go around. And this fella sicky, him no kasi him yumi yet. So imi must try for protect him yumi. Imi must try for imi prepare. Make him time sicky as come. But imi sabe what for do him now. Him now, mi fella try for emphasize him. Hand washing, imi must wash him hands blue imi. No good this fella sicky, him kasim imi. Okay, point number 3. Imi bin harem that imi must practice. Everything we imi doing, imi must practice or imi must train. So that ota training siya and practice siya stop lo imi na. Make him time imi grow with him. So, o kata pikin ini, time imi small, imi must learn how for doing na this fala hand washing. Make him time imi grow up, imi stop lo imi na, lo daily life lo imi. Okay, now, o kata pikin ini, o lenas, this fala hand washing, where mi fala try for put him across for imi sabe stay healthy lo home, and imi sabe stay healthy too, lo school lo imi.
Now we come to the second question.
When do you need to wash your hands?
Okay, children, are you ready to answer the question? What time now you sabe washing hands blow you? Wash way you sabe washing hands blow you time hemi dirty too? Parents, you can help discuss answers to the question with your child. Now, I'm going to give you some answers as to when we need to wash our hands. We need to wash our hands clean. One, before preparing food, cooking, and eating. Two, after using the toilet. Three, after doing both indoor and outdoor activities. Now, mi garen wan fala example lo here, time you mi doing some fala waka, or same washing toilet and sweep or you mi weed outside lo house blue you mi. Four, after playing and touching animals. And five, after coughing, blowing nose, and sneezing. But suppose yumi no sabe washing hands blow yumi, clean every time, by yumi no stop healthy and garem siki too. Siki also diarrhea, coronavirus, and other siki too. So, yumi must washing hands blow yumi clean every time for yumi no garem siki and stop healthy all away.
Now we come to question three.
What do you need to do when you wash your hands?
Right, learners, this is a very important question. As you have heard from a text of the steps of washing hands. Now, learners, listen very carefully. The steps or what you need to do when washing your hands are as follows. First, turn on the tap and wet hands. Next, rub hands with soap. Then, rinse hands with clean water. Finally, dry hands with clean towel. Now, learners, by me repeating awkward steps of washing hands again. You follow listen very carefully and mime or doing other actions here because you me ready now for go back to school. First, turn him on tap and wet them hands blow you. Next, rub him hands with them soap. Then, rinse him hands blow you with them clean water. Finally, dry hands blow you with a clean towel.
Okay, children, to conclude our lesson, I will repeat our key questions. And you need to answer the questions to your parent or guardian, or your bigger sister or brother. One,
Why is it important to wash our hands? Why na hem important? Imi must wash him hands, blow you me. 2. When do we need to wash our hands? What time na hem need for you me wash him hands, blow you me? And question 3. What do we do when we wash our hands? What now? You me sabe doim? Time you me wash him hands, blow you me. Parents, make sure you listen to your child. Time him answer question ya. Or you help him picking in blow you for discuss and hear him time him answer other questions ya. Now, buy me for singing more song ya. And me believe if a lot of picking in, if a lot of sing too ya. So buy you for sing along with him if a lot.
Wash your hands after going to the toilet, going to the toilet, going to the toilet. Wash your hands after going to the toilet to get rid of germs. Wash your hands before you eat, before you eat, before you eat. Wash your hands before you eat to avoid eating germs. Wash your hands with soap and water, soap and water, soap and water.
Wash your hands
with soap and water to avoid coronavirus.
Hem no more from Mifala for today. Once again, our good parents and guidance, make sure you help and support your child with the questions and their answers. From Mifala,
John Ruma,
Noeli Notari,
Didri Gwali,
Abigail Marita,
and myself, Pauline. Thank you everyone for listening.
Bye-bye.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.